I was asked whether someone is allowed to be the sanduk for more than one child. Let's say there is a grandparent, and let's say he has a son, and he was the sanduk for his son's first son. Can he be the sanduk for his son's second son? So we begin our discussion with the Rama in Siman Reish Samech Hei Saif Yud Aleph. This is in Yoredeh. And the Rama writes that V'yafek koach hasanak mikoach hamohel lakdimel kriyasa Torah, that the, I guess the privilege of being a sandak is even greater than the privilege of being a mohel regarding kriyasa Torah. The chol sandak heavy kamakter ketores. That a sandak is similar to someone who offers incense in the mikdash. This is from the Maril, the name of Rabbeinu Peretz. And based on that, the Rama writes, and because of this, we don't allow, or the custom is not to have two children to one, two different children to one person to be the sanduk for two different children, based on Kidamrinan Gabik Torah Chadashim Torah. So you should always have newness when it comes to Torahs. Just like you should always have a new Kohen to offer the Torahs, you should have a new sanduk for every child. Now the Shach points out that when it says Shaloli Tain Beis Yeladim, the Shach writes Shein Kofin Losis Banav Labal Bris Echad Pamayim Al Shalosh Rak LeKol Ben Bor Baal Bris Echad. So the Shach understands that it's not that a person cannot be a sanduk for more than one child. It's only that he can't be a sanduk for more than one child of the same parent. So let's say I have three children, and each of these children has a son. I can be a sanduk for each of these three different grandsons. The custom is not to be the sanduk for, let's say, two different grandsons who are born to the same son. So, and the reason seems to be based on the ketores, that just like the ketores, if you offer the ketores, that's a segula for wealth. So we want to literally spread the wealth and allow multiple people to offer the ketores. Similarly, to be a sanduk is also a segula, presumably, like ketores for wealth. And so therefore we want to literally spread the wealth and have multiple people have the opportunity of being a sanduk. Now the Vilna Gaon in Sifkot Mem Vav questions this custom of the Rama. He says, if indeed the reason is that you don't want an individual to be a sanduk for more than once, for that you want to provide multiple opportunity to have this segula for wealth, he's saying that why is it only that, let's say, if I have one son, so then he can't, so I can't be the sanduk for his two sons. I can only be the sanduk for one grandchild, one grandson to my first son. But according to the Shach, I can be a sanduk. Let's say I have three children, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. I can be a sanduk for Reuven, for one of Reuven's sons, for one of Shimon's son, and one of Levi's son. If the whole reason is because ketores, and I can only get the segula once, why can I be a sanduk for the grandson of Reuven, of Shimon, and of Levi? Doesn't make sense, says the Shach. And it says, I'm sorry, it says the Be'er HaGra. And additionally, he says, La'olam lo ra'inu sanduk shemitah asher. And he says, this whole notion of a segula, that when you're a sanduk, you become wealthy, we never saw this take place. And the Vilna Gaon says, Haminog hu al pi tzavos Rav Yehuda HaChassid. He says, the minhag is based on the ethical will of Yehuda HaChassid. And he just says, we don't have to follow this practice. The note of Yehuda in Madura Kama Yoredeh Siman Pei Vav writes, in Poland, we're not medaktik. We don't follow this custom. And he says, many places, the rabbi of the town becomes the sanduk constantly. And we're not makpid on this halacha of not more than one sanduk. The person can't be a sanduk for more than one child. The Chassam Sofer also rules that the Rav of a town can serve as a tzaddik for more than one time for the same family. And even Rav Avad Yosef, when he writes in Yoredeia, and sorry, Yechava Das Chila Gimel Simon Ayin Zayin, he writes, Ein lachush klal la sheves tzaddik shtei pamim yoser eitzel al hashim shonim, that certainly we're not concerned to have a tzaddik two or more times for different people. Mekol shekein eitzel bana v'krova, certainly when it comes to his children and relatives. And he writes that, in general, that ein lahakpid kol kach lizar b'tzavosav sheruda achasid, shlo nemru tzavosav elu zar achrav. That he believes that this custom from the Ramah came from the tzava of Rav Yehuda HaChassid, but it was only meant, this tzava, this will that Rav Yehuda HaChassid wrote, was only for his descendants, but not for everyone. The Aruch HaShulchan, though, says that we should be concerned with this custom of the Ramah. He says, Eino me'aroi lavor al divrei Rabbeinu HaRamah. We should not violate this custom of the Ramah. So there is this custom that's out there by the Ramah, supported by the Aruch HaShulchan, that again, for if you have a child Reuven and you are the sandak for Reuven's first son, that you should not be the sandak for any more of his sons. That being said, the Vilna Gaon disagrees with this custom. The Nodi Bihuda disagrees with this custom, and Rav Avad Yosef says you don't have to be concerned for this custom. And I was told that Rav Herschel Schachter also said that he feels it's perfectly fine for a person to serve as a tzaddik twice for one family.